creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Min Nguyen.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you're listening to The Lightning Rod. All right, creative folks. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about art magazines. Are they helpful? Are they useful for your artistic development? And do I recommend them? Let's find out in this episode. Okay, so first and foremost, what is an art magazine and what do I classify as one? So an art magazine is if you are in North America or in anywhere with access to a major bookstore chain like Barnes & Nobles, it's mostly art magazines that will sit in the magazine rack in the back of the store. And they, I'm not going to list any specific brands, but they typically teach you how to do things in Photoshop, or they teach you things in animation. They give you art advice, et cetera, et cetera. Do I recommend them and have I used them? That's a tough question. So yes and no. And let me explain why. So very early on in my art journey, and I've talked about this multiple times in multiple episodes, me and Tammy, for the most part, are both self-taught artists. Tammy more so than myself. So for the longest time, only up until graduate school, did I start doing art in an academic setting. I never did art before graduate school. I taught myself everything before going into graduate school in just 1 year. And before that, I really liked to read books about art. Art magazines were definitely something that I used in my arsenal. And for a time, I definitely loved to buy them. I wouldn't buy them as religiously as a lot of other people do. I know people that like to collect them because their favorite artist on Instagram or their favorite influencer who is an artist would be featured in them all the time. That's really cool. But for me, it was just something that I was very drawn to. I would see the big title animation on top of the magazine. Like, ooh, that's interesting. I'm definitely going to pick it up. So what did I learn from my experience using art magazines? I'm going to talk about the positives and the negatives of them. So I'm going to start off with the positives of them. So there's a lot that can be said that I really loved about them. Is number one, at the time, I had no idea about any art industry. I had no clue what the animation world was like, what the comic book world was like. I had no idea what the illustration world was like for video games, game design, et cetera, et cetera. I just had no clue. So what did I do? I used these magazines to listen to people's interviews. And that's what I really loved, is it gave me a small taste about what it was like from someone who had no idea. I had no clue. And it was nice to read the interviews about artists' experiences, especially ones that worked at Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks, or at any other major corporation or major chain like Marvel Studios, DC Comics. It was really nice to hear what they had to say. And sometimes I will admit some of the things that they said were a little generic and a little generalized, but overall, when they did go into explicit detail about their industry experiences, I really enjoyed that. Now, another thing I really enjoyed, and this is something that comes with a little bit of a disclaimer. So I really enjoyed the workshops that they have in the books, where the artists who do work in these industries, sometimes after their interview section, they will have a workshop section where they'll teach you very hands-on, step-by-step, how they add maybe color to a piece, how they add lighting to a piece, etc., etc., how they add flair to their art and encompass in their own artistic style. I really enjoyed that. But this is where I want to give that huge disclaimer. I personally feel like a lot of their advice I didn't get right away, mostly because I didn't know how to use Photoshop or I didn't know how to use a lot of digital art. And for the most part, a lot of these books, unless they're specific to traditional art, if they're digital art magazines, then of course, obviously, it's going to be very digitally intensive. And for someone just starting out, it was a little confusing for me and a little hard for me to understand right away. So when I was just a little tiny baby, just starting out, I would actually look at that section and just be in total puzzlement. I did not know how to use it at all. So I mostly just read it for the interviews and looking and just
at the beautiful, like, I don't know, animation art in front of me. That's really it. But then I started teaching myself how to use Photoshop. And when I got a little bit more intermediate with my art skills, that's when I found the workshops in the books a lot more helpful, because I understood the shorthands. I understood the abbreviations that they're using. I understood what they mean by the layer mask or the adjustment layer. I didn't understand, and I didn't have that vocabulary. So I think, and this is again my personal experience with these art books, there's an expectation that the audience member that is reading this is at an intermittent level and they want to get better and they want to do more advanced techniques. I cannot speak for all of these art magazines, but a lot of them tend to be for people of an average competency in an average level of intelligence and knowledge in the field already going in. It really, for me, was not user-friendly for a beginner artist, one who is not super digitally knowledgeable yet. There were a couple issues that I found helpful, and that's not to say that there were some issues that didn't target specifically beginners. I remember they'll have a couple issues here and there. They'll be just for beginners or just for novice artists. That was really helpful. But this is where I get into some of the negatives of it. These art books can be very expensive. I think the most I've ever paid for one was maybe upwards to about $50, $25. That's standard. The cheapest one I have is about $16.99, give or take. That's still pretty pricey for an art book. It's really nice, the art that you get inside. It's nice to have a physical, tangible copy of something if that's what you're into, if you're a physical reader, and if you like just having a tangible object in your hand, that's really cool. But for me, I think I bought maybe about 5 or 6 of them, and then I just stopped because it just became a little bit more expensive for me. But another thing too is that we all learn differently. Every human being learns at their own speed, at their own pace. Some things help other humans. Some things help them way more than others. So for me personally, I need to have a visual component to it and a video component, especially with my art. I have a very difficult time, especially with anything on the computer, reading instructions that are stagnant and just on the page. Like, there's a weird disconnect for me, right? I don't know. But even with manuals that have just like screenshots of what to do, I find that more difficult for me to comprehend versus like a video. So I switched away from using the art magazines and just literally going on YouTube and just watching tutorials for specifically what I needed to do. So there are certain times where I specifically needed to do a very specific thing that the art magazine doesn't cover. And some of the advice is a little bit more generic, where they'll teach you how to add darker lighting, how to add lighter lighting, how to add this and that. But what if I want to make specifically a night full of stars? Or what if I want to make a sun, a moon, et cetera, et cetera? They're not going to cover all of it because obviously they can't in just one issue. So that's why I have an entire archive of videos I look at on YouTube. I've made many folders on YouTube and I just refer back to that. It's a free resource. There's so many influencers on there that have their own channels. They can teach you very easily. And it's obviously for free if you have access to the internet and you have access to Wi-Fi. It's way more available for you than these art magazines in terms of the workshop and in terms of access to them, in my personal opinion, of course. But did I find the workshops helpful after I got to an intermittent level? Yeah, absolutely I did. I totally did. But is it a substitute for the internet? No. But it's nice to know, and it's nice to read and learn from other artists' experiences. So do I recommend these art magazines? That's a really tough answer. And I'm going to say it depends on what you want out of it. So if you're using this art magazine as your go-to to learn and your go-to magazine to pick up new art skills as your primary source, no, I do not recommend that. I think there's a lot more resources available on YouTube. I think there's so many more avenues that are more accessible to people and less expensive. So I don't know. But if you're looking for a magazine that you're just, I don't know what to say, like you just like reading the artist's experiences, you like learning more about the companies, you like that insider scoop, I can totally respect that. I'm one of those people as well, where I love reading other artists' experiences, and you like that tangibility, and you like just learning more about the art industry as a whole, then absolutely I would recommend it. And I would further recommend it if you're trying to get your art into one of these magazines and get yourself featured into one of these magazines. It's always good to read up on the thing that you want to be featured in, obviously. So who typically reads these magazines? In my personal experience with people who read these kinds of magazines, it's beneficial for not just only people who are learning about the art industry, like animation or illustration, et cetera, but it's also very helpful for art directors or for people that are emerging in the industry, where I know a lot of my art director friends, they do subscribe to these magazines. They read them pretty religiously, and they always look and fold over people's names that they really like. They'll doggy tag it, and then they'll just keep it on the back of their heads. Oh, I really like this person's sketches. Oh, I really like this person's art. So that's really nice as well. And I think the final thing I'm going to say about it is, speaking of the art in the books, is I did mention it earlier as I talked, is yeah, there's a nice selection of the artist's work where you can see a wide array of their work. You can see just so many beautiful, gorgeous illustrations. So if you like just collecting art books, like me, I actually love collecting art books. I love looking through the process. I love reading what the directors have to say or directors' notes about films. That's also a great resource as well. It's just a nice kind of sprinkle or cherry on top of your art education. It's just reading what other people in the industry have to say. And just that extra material on top of your textbooks, on top of your YouTube videos, on top of everything else. It's nice to have, but it's not necessary, and it is not the end-all be-all if you don't read them or if you never picked one up. I've picked them up for about several years, but I've stopped. But every now and again, just like yesterday, I was out at my local Barnes & Nobles. I stopped by the magazine rack, and I picked one up for old time's sake. And it's still fun. It's still an enjoyable time. I still have a lovely, lovely time reading through them. I think that they're really educational at times. I like reading their interviews. But ultimately, yeah, it's not the end-all be-all. But what do you guys think about art magazines? Do you find them helpful for yourself? Again, these are just my thoughts, feelings, and opinions about art magazines. If you have a different one, please let me or Tammy know your experiences. This is just a shorter episode today talking about my experience with them, but let me know. Anyways, my name is Min Nguyen, and I am signing out. Bye!
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.